but I had got this road built after I got this place here. And now they finally blacktopped it, you know, and but when I first moved here, you couldn't get in and out in the car hardly at all. Of course, I've owned a car just about all my life. Some kind of car.
Yes.
Trucks. And after I moved here, then for school route in here, you know, and it was a hard matter to get in and out of the school bus when I first moved here. But kept on. Ovid Hunter was police chairman then, and he built me a good road. And then since then, every police chairman they've maintained the roads pretty good. The one that in there now, he told me he'd help me maintain this road up here if I want him to. I have went through there in school bus. You know, when they tore out the bridges over here, I couldn't go back that way with the school bus. I'd go this way.
Yes, sir.
And they had that bridge over there on that creek. What's called a Nora Branch, they tore it out. Well, I'd have to go this way with the school bus and come back around to people's houses over there across that creek and then go back.
You ever hear people around here talk about a side road or farmer's market road, something like that?
Oh, yeah, these are all classed as farmer's market roads. I believe in here now, such as this road out here, and this one over here. They used to call them side roads, where a road would turn off from the public road. You know, that's the way people used to, they had road working days, you know, back then. To have a certain day, you'd have to go work on the road to pay your taxes. Now, that's the way they take care of their taxes. If you had a team, they give you so much, I believe, darn half a day for you and your team. Or they give you 50 cents a day for just your labor on the road. And, I guess they'd class a horse as a man and give 50 cents a piece for
that. That's the same,
huh? That'd be a dollar for you and your team.
Yeah. Did you ever try to shoe a horse?
No, I never did. I've seen people shoe them. My daddy used to try them once in a while, but we usually carried them to blacksmiths, you know, shoe them. But I see there's an old lady down there shooting horses. We called her Old Lady Miss. Her and her husband run a blacksmith shop. And I've seen them take them mules. We used to buy them mules out of a drove. And they'd be pretty rough, you know, around people handling them. They'd take them down there and she'd shoe them. That mule gets cutting up. She had a pair of tongs about that long. I got some out there in the house. Shop tongs, called.
Yes, sir.